Just want to say, guys, me taking on a lobster with my fist, smartest idea yet.
Oh, stupid! Baby lobster! Oh, fuck!
I wonder if you're being serious or if you're mocking her.
He gets that a lot.
But because it looks like a gun, obviously the Marines are going to use it like a gun. If they try to use it like a gun, if they try to bang it like a gun, it's going to explode like a bomb.
Oh, no, do you remember that time you gave all those small explosives to the Jinjin? Now make it as big as a spacecraft.
Oh, that's bad.
Honey Branch! Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. What was that from? The first time I had my apartment and how I painted the walls.
I really wanted to start this game in a high note, but no. Just low brow humor all over the place.
Well, Angela's out today, so.
Yeah. This is a boys' night, that is true.
We can start on a high note. Oh, yeah!
Numenera the Dickening. Okay.
This is Jesus Rodriguez of the Fanable.com role-playing podcast.
Of murder.
Of murder.
Who murders?
Who murders?
Murdering.
By the way, they're all dead. I'm using their bodies as puppets. And today we're going to be playing...
Where's the bucket hole?
And today, and I dropped the dice, we are playing Numenera.
Woo!
Monty Cook's Numenera. Woo!
Yep. A game taking place 1 billion years in the future. Where civilizations have risen and fallen, all that's left is the bits and pieces of technology and monstrous monsters of civilizations past, and humanity, if they can still be called human, left behind. So, tell me a bit about your characters.
Can you tell us a little bit about where we live?
Nope. No.
I think that'd be better.
Shut this down.
That's true.
Shut this all down.
Okay, that is true. This particular section of the world, of what billionaires from now is Earth, takes place in the cold, cold depths of the equator. Yeah, you heard me right. The equator. And near the equator is basically vast wastelands with strange herds of lobstermen, which are pretty much
giant
furry lobsters, and Jinjin, which uses herd animals by the natives of the dome city of Tobor Tanag. Is that correct?
Yes.
Of Tobor Tanag. What's strange about Tobor Tanag? Every place else is a wasteland of cold, cold. I'm very clever today. But there is a small domish area, about 18,000 square feet, which holds a colony of between 80 to 100 people, which they use it as a small town. Inside, it's beautiful, tropical area. There's a few trees. It's very nice. No one really knows how the trees are still alive or anything. They don't feed it or grow it or anything. But everything else, though, is just... small places to live, tents or houses made of synth steel, pretty much using pieces of past technologies. And in that town lives, starting from my right, birthday boy, left. Happy birthday, I hate you so. By the way, it's Daniel's birthday, you can send him presents at, I have no place to send him presents, just give him your feels.
We don't even have a P.O. box, man, we are... Low
budget. I will post my Bitcoin address, and you all can send me Bitcoins, which I will then spend on drugs.
Drugs! Fuck you.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you can do with Bitcoin right now.
Really?
Wait, isn't there like a legal thing happening with Bitcoins? Like, people are... I think there's like...
Not really. They're trying to regulate... I mean, it's money, so they're trying to find a way to regulate it.
Okay, that's true.
Anyway. Goddamn government hurting those hard-working drug dealers.
I'm just really disappointed that Bitcoins aren't physical things, because what I really want to see happen is a Bitcoin mugging in front of me in New York City, like a bunch of guys run up on one smaller guy and punch him, and then like Sonic, a bunch of rings and shit.
I would really love to see you making it rain with Bitcoin. It's like, is this a bunch of quarters you just throw into a stripper's face?
Walk into a club, you just throw it in the sky, and everyone's like, yeah, and then when it falls back down, I was like, ah!
Making it rain!
So anyway, so get me things. I'm meeting on the mic because it's my birthday. And fuck you all.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all hearing this in stunning Dolby surround.
They're loving it. That's why they tune in. So, my character's name is Jiro Aiman. He is a graceful jack who exists partially out of face, mm-hmm. which means he does a little bit of everything very gracefully, mm-hmm. and he exists partially out of face. You get it's what it says in the tin.
Yeah, and for those listening, a jack is essentially a mixture between a warrior and a mage, so a sword mage, essentially.
As I was telling David earlier, there's three types. There's the nanos, the glaives, and the glaives.
Glaives.
The monkey in that stole the glass is out of my head.
Are you sure we're not drinking yet? We should.
I'm pretty sure we're not.
I'm a jack of all trades, kind lady.
And the jacks, and basically glaives attack things and hit them with other things, and nanos basically are wizards. Nanos are wizards. And then jacks are everything else. All right, so let's rewind a bit. There's glaives, nanos, and jacks. Glaives are fighters, and they fight things. Nanos are wizards, Harry. Mm-hmm. And they wizard things. And jacks do every goddamn other thing in the game. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do.
Okay.
And, and I have things and abilities and skills, and I walk through walls. Mm-hmm. Which is the reason these two assholes invited me into their group. Because the door keeping us from going out and hunting delicious, delicious giant lobsters locks from the outside.
Why would you have problems going outside?
Well, because we're young kids.
There we go.
No, we've been together for a while. That's why they normally wouldn't allow us out. But since I can go through walls, then the door locks from the outside. Mm-hmm.
I think he just wanted to make sure that we announced that we are teens.
Yes.
18.
Yep. Okay. Around this,
And in this.
We're not kids. Like, we're not 12.
Oh, you're 12.
No.
This is based on.
No, that's him at 30.
Yeah, this is based on the assumption that people in this time live roughly have the same, like, lifespan and scenarios. That we do in, modern day. Right.
I am actually, I am playing Sue Anders. He is Sue Anders, that's his last name, Anders. And he is a swift glaive, who fights with two weapons. His two weapons, of course, being his fists. He's kind of the martial artist, but he actually came from about 12 years ago, a nomadic raiding party tried to take over the dome and got killed. Oh, they got so many. They did not expect so many ciphers.
Just singularity grenade after singularity grenade.
Wherever they ended up, it's pretty gross. But the people noticed that the children of these raiders were kind of just waiting outside, waiting for their parents to come pick them up. And so they just sat out there for a day. And they finally, the people like, okay, so they brought us in, about six of us kids. And I was one of those kids. I'm kind of a troublemaker, but I do have, like, two adopted parents that are pretty cool. Harriet and Harry, they run the bakery here, and I get in trouble, but, whatever, flux it. And I don't really use a weapon, because Harriet's not really, she's not happy when I use weapons. Never, always been against that, use your words. Technically your hands ain't a weapon, so... flux it.
Billy's very excited that he thought up a new swear word so that he will not say fuck too much. Mm-hmm. I, however, will be saying it a lot. And then every time I say it, you should turn to my character and be like, stop making up words!
They sound ridiculous and cliche. You're not going to make fuck happen, okay? Stop trying to make
happen. It's never going to be a thing. Hey everybody, this is Dave. I am playing a guy. Where's my name? Jace Amberland. Just real quick, the reason that we're saying three specific things about our characters is because in Numenera, when you create a character, you have what's called a descriptor, a class, or role, and then a focus. And it's basically adjective, noun, noun.
You're a blank, blank, who blanks.
Yeah, blank, blank, who blanks. Sounds like the dirtiest setup for a Mad Lib ever. So my character is Jace Amberland, and he is a mystic nano who performs miracles. As you guys know, Fandible really doesn't play a lot of fantasy, so when I got the chance to play a mage, I tripled down on that stuff. Everything that was crazy Cracker Jack's mage, that's what I took. So Jace is an orphan in the town of Tobo... Taneg.
And he's actually a ward of the local home of priestesses for a religious organization known as the Order of Truth, who deal with things from the ancient past, very powerful objects, and also have something to do, have a knowledge of how the nanotechnology that spans the entire globe in this world can be affected. And Jace himself can affect that. So he's basically psychic, and he stays with the priestesses who try to give him education on how to control it, and give him a roof over his head and teach him the way of knowledge. But aside from that, he's known for wandering the hallways and streets of the town and basically doing mind-altering substances and occasionally helping out with work around the city and whatnot. But generally, he's kind of a vagrant and never really has anything to do during the day. Except for walk around without a shirt on and a wolf hat that he made himself, and just hang out with his friends and try to sneak out of the city.
Because cool shit's outside, man.
Cool shit is outside.
Yeah.
And I can hear sound. No, cool. Hear sound. I can see sound. That's it. I can hear sound, guys. You got ripped off on those drugs, Jack.
Speaking of sneaking outside, there's an orc thing you can smash it. Alright, speaking of thinking outside, you actually are outside this time around. Because every once in a while you want to. Yeah, I mean, usually you can herd some gingin, like everyone else, but sometimes you want something a little bit more special. So this time around you decide to go out and hunt a lobster. Off in the distance, somewhere in the depths, trying to find a herd, and B, trying to find a lone lobster from a distance with their killer claws and their strange mandibled faces.
Just want to say, guys, me taking on a lobster with my fist. Smartest idea yet.
That's gonna happen.
Let's do this!
Maybe on my character with his sword and his bow and arrow, will he be sitting off to the side? Like, alright, let's watch. This will be fun.
My character's all about just getting it really tired out. Like, I'm just rolling under its legs. Yeah.
So you're gonna fight it by yourself?
I'm gonna fight it by myself. Okay. I'll tire it out, motherfucker. Okay.
Alright, yeah.
Can we get tired?
I don't know. It's a lobster. You tell me.
This is a traditional fantasy game, so of course our first thing is going to be actual combat. Because
right. So it's like snowing as shit. Like, yeah, yeah. So we're wearing our garbs.
You're wearing your garbs. It is snowing as shit, and off in the distance you see off in the distance what is obviously a lobster, a huge, about the size of a. Actually, this one's a runt of the litter. That's probably why they kicked him out. It's like a small, like sort of like a small elephant in size, like lobster claws, just off in the distance trying to. Basically, the way it feeds basically has like small, like little, small pincer slash tentacles that dig into the ground, trying to finding grubs off in the dirt.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We slowly raise up the white fur pelts that we're all using to lay and blend into the snow.
Except for Jace has his wolf hat on.
Oh, you of course. Okay. Are you wearing a shirt though?
Nobody really understands though, because there haven't been wolves in about 2 billion years. So.
Jace is adorned in the complete outfit of discarded pelts that the armorer from the town usually just gives away. Mm-hmm. And so it's like all these different animals sewed up and shit.
Yeah, gin fat, that's what I'm wearing. gin plumage.
It's good for keeping, like, you know, you warm. Oh, yeah,
so Sue pushes off the pelt he was under, and he lowers his viewing glass, and he nudges... Jason, what's your name again?
G.
I think we got one. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's beauty. It's beauty. it's trying to mate. You hear that call?
Oh, man.
that's just a rock, dude. It's just a rock. Stop trying to mate with the rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a reason. Now you realize there's a reason that one was kicked out. Lobster are generally not... It's human smart, more a little less than dolphin, but this one is obviously not very smart.
Okay.
Although in its defense, that's a good looking rock.
Yeah.
We got this. We got this. Okay, who wants to go? Who's taking bets on who gets knocked out first? I got 3 shin that Jace over here is going to be on flat on his back first.
I mean, the historical precedent would support that.
Yeah, there's no betting against that.
Okay, how about this? I bet I can last 3 rounds with that thing without any assistance.
I'll take that bet.
Yeah, 2 gen each? 2 shin?
If I lose, I give you two. I give you two. But if I win, you both give me two.
How long is a round? Let's discuss the temporal issue here.
Oh, just, I don't know. I look at my wrist for some reason. I don't know. Well, it's a minute.
Okay.
Okay. I can last a minute with this thing, okay?
1 minute. Go ahead.
All right.
We will be here.
I throw off the...
Well, most of me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I throw off
the... Hey, snowflake quietly drifts through my face. Like, as here as I ever am.
Okay. Jace, Sue throws off the cloak, the cloak, and he stands up stretching a little bit, mm-hmm. cracking his neck, and then he just starts walking towards the, through the flurry towards the lobstern.
One of the tentacle eyes slowly turns towards you, noticing you.
Hey, buddy.
Snapping his pincers in your direction.
Come on. Right. I pick up like a nearby a clump of snow and I just toss it, trying to get its attention. Come at me.
All right. It is let me say 20 or 30 feet away. It looks at you and it starts rushing at you.
Many
claws coming at you, getting ready to jump, and all of a sudden you see three massive spears hit it from the side and it just falls over.
That still counts.
No, it doesn't count.
Oh, bullshit.
In no way was that combat. No, that was theater.
We totally forgot about that. We assume it's the adults going to yell at us. But it's like, oh, come on. No, that totally counts. That totally counts.
And off
the
distance,
I stopped and I turned towards...
You notice at least between 10 and 12 humanoids. But they're... actually, you've seen them. I'm going to say you've seen this before. Usually you had bandits. Except after that raid, there were a lot fewer bandits. But they had suddenly disappeared. Your town has quickly discovered why. A race of creatures called Margers. Margers are essentially a race of human slash... They're essentially goat men. But basically, none of these Margers look alike. Basically, some of them have the heads of goats, some of them have just the hooves, some of them just have horns. They're obviously mutants, a mixture of human and goat creatures. They are monstrous, they are vicious, they only care about war. And they want to kill and eat people. And take their stuff. And there's about 10 or 12 of them and seeing you and rushing at you.
Oh,
not great.
Oh,
the goat fluxers again.
Goat fluxa, fluxas, flux, run, run! I'm turning back and I'm bolting, because that's my fucking jam. I'm back, before you guys, I'm like, beep, beep, and I'm like, right there. Like, what do we do? We fight them? I can fight them. I'm not afraid of shit.
No, we don't fight them. We go back inside. There's too many of them.
Oh, come on. There's not too many of them.
You're a good distance away from the... Dome, I'm assumed.
Unless you guys have the better idea. There's like 20,000 of them.
I will say this. I'll say this. By themselves, usually they're very weak, but their thing is their numbers.
Right. If we zigzag through the herd, then the lobstern will slow them down.
Yeah, I look towards the lobstern, like in the distance. I'm like, yeah, I think we can make that. We can make that before they catch up to us.
It's closer than the dome, so I'm running.
Let's do this.
You're like going through trees and shit.
Okay.
Not fair.
Roll initiative for me, please.
All right.
I have a trained initiative.
That means it's. I think it just means it's plus three. Yes.
Right. So I roll what?
D20.
And,
Where's
eight.
The bag of dice? Hmm?
They have six.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, they're weak creatures.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone else.
I'm all good. Give me a second. Oh, by the way, my daily skill for today is going to be animal handling, basically. Because we were heading out for this today,
so makes sense.
That's a skill I picked this morning.
Yeah. For listeners, Daniel's class, once a day he can every morning, whenever he wakes up, can choose a skill to suddenly be good at.
Yeah, basically that's the thing I'm going to be focusing on today, and I'm effectively trained in it,
mm-hmm.
yep. which means I'm...
How long has it been since we've rolled a d20 at this
time? No, I'm excited.
16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really am literally ghosting through, so just...
That's cheating! This is why we don't have three-legged races anymore! That and because the mutant kid that we feel bad about...
So I'm going to say, you guys rush at the lobstrum. You're going to go through the lobstrum.
Yeah.
You all have to give me defense rolls today.
Fuck yeah, speed defense.
Speed defense. Speed defense.
20!
Oh, you're up, so you got a major 20. Effect.
Okay, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Jesus Christ!
What's your roll?
One.
intrusion.
So even with like my bonuses, that's still good, but one is always bad.
So you mean like the like you fucking like fucked up, and I fucking did awesome.
You okay. probably like that's turned
the thing.
Around.
Yeah, to, that's
like,
the thing.
To laugh.
You're like that's cheating, and I turn around running back. Just because you guys are as good as
lobster and claw smacks you across the head. No, oh, because it's one of those moments you decide not. You had to laugh at him and to be part and be full.
I need to be able to move air through my lungs.
Yeah. So basically, smacks you across in through the air into another lobster.
Ow! So I'm assuming I take some mic damage.
Oh yeah, you do. I'm gonna yeah, three. All
right,
three damage to your mic.
Ouch.
Yeah.
This is why I probably should wear armor.
Okay, and you see another lobster towering over you, looking down at you, and this it's a pincer tentacle in your direction.
Ow.
And you realize, wait, okay, dick move. But honestly, in most cases, not much of a problem. I mean, I can usually walk away. Lobsters aren't interested, and you hear a small look to your left, and there seems to be much smaller lobster. You're near the herd of the children.
Oh, stupid baby lobster! Oh, fuck! And then yeah,
okay.
All right,
and then so you roll. And what did you roll? All
right,
you need a 9.
Okay, nope.
Okay,
even if you're a pluses, don't. Oh, you don't get anything.
You don't get. You have any? Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Okay. And basically, yeah, you also are going to get smacked by a lobster.
Okay.
Three damage.
Okay. So you take that from might.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, you rushed up. You did a acrobatic, super Jackie Chan style.
Yeah, as a 20, you got some. Listen, you got like a major effect or something.
Major effect. Yeah. Actually, major effect. What sort of major effect are you thinking?
For I don't even know what a major effect would be.
Basically, a minor effect. Something extra.
It is a horror.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
I got an idea. As I'm running, I'm just jumping out of like the way of like claws, and one of them just like the biggest one I'm coming towards. I'm going to like the mega alpha lobster, and as it brings up its claws, like both claws, I'm sliding like right under it, and it brings it down. And as it hits the ground, suddenly we hear a crack.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly the ground starts cracking around us.
Okay. I'm going to say his 20 cancels out your 1. Okay. Okay. So it's not that horrible.
So now, right. So my major effect is...
Yeah, as one of the tentacles is coming straight at me, I'm like, oh, I don't have time to face up. I like, you know, the ground goes, and like, I fall off the lobster, and I'm like, shit! And I keep moving.
And as, yeah, the ground cracks, the lobster are freaking out, and in comes this tide of martyrs coming in, and seeing basically... food and shaking ground and being stupid animals go like immediately go for the food rushing at them as well. And basically you see a two-way battle between lobster and actually three-way battle between lobster, nature, and Mars.
Right. And how are you doing? You. Are you still?
He's getting like pinchered like a little, but not life-threatening obviously. Mm-hmm. He's gingerly stepping through. He's like,
the baby lobster and are like,
I'm sorry, no, let go. No, stupid lobster, I'm not trying to hurt you. I am simply, you will release me right this instant. Oh, this one's injured.
You try to actually pet it, and then a random spear splits it in the head.
What are you doing?
Sorry,
they don't let
Jace
take
grabs a spear that goes into the side of one of the lobster, pulls it out, and then points at the lobster wounds, mm-hmm. There's a faint glow. This all happens in the blink of an eye, mm-hmm. and the lobster is healed, and then he keeps running with the spear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jace easily like just hops like between like
so forming... he's, like holding the spear really high like it's some sort of prize.
We like to bring prizes back from our like every adventure. We bring a prize back. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's a tentacle, sometimes it's a claw, and this time it's a spear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And whoever gets the coolest prize. It's like, you know, it's kind of a thing. Like, we all have our own collections of stuff, but we can only choose one to keep.
This way we can learn what kind of technology their weapons have.
Yeah, whatever, just get over here! I've already, like, jumped between, like, two cracks.
Technology. We've discovered stabbing technology. We're at that point. Stabbing and fire. We're good with both of those.
I'm getting to the rock surface. I'm climbing up the stable ground, and I'm, like, waiting for these guys to come. I'm going to try to help them up onto this thing, just in case the ground gives up between, like, before... they get there.
Okay.
Yeah. Hurry it up!
Yeah.
Alright. I'm here. Help. Little help.
I'm grabbing his arm and I'm holding him up. How's our phaser doing?
Yeah, no, I stumble and I'm like, that was not nearly as fun as last time.
No, last time they were slumbering.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did all right.
We weren't being chased by one.
Actually, quick question. Basically, when I attacked you with the lobster and claw, did you include your speed defense as well? Because if, with your speed defense, like, we were trying to dodge your speed, right? With your speed defense, it would have brought it down to two steps, so you would have to roll a three or higher.
True, but I still rolled a one.
No matter what I rolled, that would have been... That's fun times had by me.
Yeah.
All right, basically, yeah. And off of the distance, you hear more cracking. You see the ground giving way, margers falling into the water, lobster and fine, because they can also swim for some odd reason, and swimming across...
Because they're ancestors.
All right.
For some odd reason. Because they're lobsters.
So, what is it? Do the margers look like they're going to make it through, or is everything getting all effed up?
You actually look off, because you're on the higher ground, you actually look off into the distance, where you saw the 10 to 12 margers that were heading in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
But off a bit above the tree line, you also see more margers as well. At least 20, 30, maybe 40 of them also walking. That part you seem to be at some sort of side party. And the way they're walking seems to be heading in the direction of your dome.
That's not a good sign.
Hey, check this out, I say as I hand over the looking glass, you know.
What? That looks like a war party.
I hand the glass to...
give me a Numenor roll. Difficult.
I'm okay. I'm okay with this.
What's your character name? Sorry.
Jace,
give me a Numenor roll.
Okay.
Difficulty, yeah, you're specialized in it, right?
Yes.
So give me a three or above.
Yes.
You seem to notice something strange among the boar party. Because we've had martyr attack before, but they're beasts of this. They're the orcs of Numenera, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But they've tried to attack the dome before, but with your defenses and the odd ciphers you have, you're able to defend against them, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But right in the middle of that war party, there seems to be this huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a bulbous thing with some sort of tube attached to it. It's not that hard to guess. It might be some sort of projectile weapon.
As Jace has brought out his little super technological cleaning spray that he huffs from on occasion, he kind of he's looking perplexed for a second, and then takes a quick hit from the cleaning spray, and then slowly breathes out the mist, and then crinkles up his eyes and says, "Oh, I think they've acquired an artifact that can possibly crack the dome."
Not one can crack the dome. I mean, we've seen a lobster try to break that sucker.
I believe that's an incendiary device from the Seventh Kingdom.
Is that... I'm not... Okay, we've talked about this. Eighth, Seventh, Sixth, Fifth. I don't know shit about any of that. So could it possibly break our dome?
Or incinerate the entire thing? I'm spitballing.
You would know Margers just see pointy things to shoot things at.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't know how to bring it smaller or bigger, what they want. They just think it might open the dome. For all you know, it's a thermonuclear device.
Mm-hmm. For all I know, it's a thermonuclear device. It's like every time Jace opens his... Ooh. Jace is a problem. Like, he doesn't softball shit.
Yeah.
Like, he just says what he sees. Mm-hmm. And so it could be a larger version of your singularity bomb.
Are you telling me that's a mushroom bomb?
Or
it's a shroomer?
Or an imploder, or a boomer, or a wave device that could use sound frequencies in order to...
Oh, not a screamer. Not a banshee. Oh, shit, that's a banshee. I'm not sure.
I mean, we won't know until they detonate it.
We should be any minute now, so... It was nice not living in the dome while it lasted. It really was.
They're a little ways from the dome. We could get there and warn people, and then the elders could... Do whatever it is the elders do when this sort of thing
happens. Grow old and die, it's what they do.
Okay,
let's go back to the dome, warn everybody, and then we can make our new lives out in the waste once they destroy it.
You're really getting, you know, ever since you had your birthday, you're really starting to sip things from, like, the, see things as the glasses half empty sort of venue.
Listen, there's nothing out there but decay, destruction, and entropy. Entropy is the only thing that wins in the end.
Wow. You know, we shouldn't have given you that book for your birthday, man. I mean, I don't know
who Nietzsche is, but your disposition has been greatly deflated since we gave you those ancient tomes.
Yeah, so, you know...
So, I guess
I barely exist in this world already. And in less than the blink of a geologic eye, I'll do even less than that.
Oh, okay, okay, no. We're going, we're running, we're running. Let's get going.
Fuck up, buttercup. Is something someone said to me once. All right, and so we start running. Okay. And I guess Casper here starts floating.
All right.
I don't know. I run like anybody else.
Okay.
I just don't make as much of an impression on the Earth.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. I love the super depressed existential half-phaser.
So, yeah. So,
that is funny. You are literally goth in a billion years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to be the goth kid now. Okay.
I totally am.
You have a blog, which is actually just a bunch of papers that you write on and then stamp and, like, stick to the center of town.
You're not supposed to read it. You're just supposed to acknowledge it. It's private.
It's my dream journal.
So, as you're actually rushing back to the cab, which will take about a few hours running back, you begin to hear sounds behind you.
Well, I don't look behind me. I don't know what's going on. I look behind us.
Yeah. Okay. You see something small in the distance rushing towards you.
Something small in the distance?
Yeah. You going to stay around and find out what it is, or are you going to...
Do we have any idea what it could be?
Mm-hmm. All right. Basically, if you stick around, yes.
Well, there's only one of it.
Yeah.
Could be a dog. I've always wanted a dog.
Do you even know what a dog is?
It looks like this. He points to his wolf hat.
Okay, if they're following us, we need to stop. So I turn around and I get, I start stretching again. It's like, we got this.
As it gets a little bit bigger, something about dog size, something very familiar, rushes towards you. You're and a small lobster babe rushes towards you.
Oh, a
familiar one that you healed recently.
I atomize it.
It was
coming right at us. I just saved our lives. All right. It's the lobster.
Kill it. I get ready.
It's only one.
It actually pauses at like 5 feet away from you. It seems to be staring intently at Jace.
I fixed his wound with this spear.
Jace has a girlfriend. No.
Oh, great, Jace.
Those are rumors. The sisters would be very upset with me.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We have a lot to go, so if you want to kill this thing quickly, or, make it hurt a little bit and come back later, whatever your choice be. Just remember, we have to pick it up within 2 hours, or 2 hours after its death, or the gulls start grabbing it. It's like a giant wingspan. Oh, shit, they have, like, giant fucking birds that eat these things.
Yeah.
Man-eagles.
Awesome.
Fucking man-eagles. All right, so Jace kind of looks confused, and then...
It tentatively takes out a pincer and slowly heads towards you.
He takes the spear, and he breaks it over his leg. It actually takes, a couple of times. And then, it doesn't break, and then he just kind of, motions at...
I just punch it.
Okay.
And he turns back to the lobster. There, you've been avenged. You can go now. It can't harm you anymore. It'll help? Lobstrin?
I don't know.
All right, it'll go away. Let's go.
Yeah.
Quickly, in the other direction.
Yeah, okay, you're lucky. You're lucky. I'm saying it again, you're lucky. And I'm walking away.
It doesn't follow you.
Good. Yeah, I walk away too. Yeah.
It follows you. It follows Jace.
Hey!
It has my scent because I touched it to heal it, I suppose, or something. It's not trying to harm us, I suppose it's... Nothing wrong with it. Maybe it can have children, and then we can have a farm.
How about we just make it back to the dome so we have a dome for that farm?
I have a farmhouse in my pocket.
Hey, I tell that to the ladies all the time. Not that great of a line, trust me.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah, so we go. Jace is occasionally looking behind him. Perplexed at why the lobster's following them.
Okay. Alright. And basically, you rush off towards the dome. I'm going to say you make it before the main martyr first. So, basically, you enter the dome.
I would hope so, unless they have, Jason abilities of just walking.
Jason
Voorhees. we ran. We're fucking runners. These things, you said, we're gently carrying a large object. We get there, and there they are. What? Well, this is Numenera. This thing could just be, just...
A teleporter, for all you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, you rush off towards the dome. And basically towards the main entrance. And...
Oh, God, we were... They didn't actually know that we were out. I start hammering on the hatch.
Mm-hmm. After a few minutes, you hear a... and a small, like, panel opens up.
Oh, come on! Hey, we have some goat people on their way. They have what? They might have a shroom bomb.
Listen, I don't care about what type of lies you were trying to make up now. No, excuse your behavior.
I hold up the spear. We were attacked.
Hey! Watch that! All right, he grabs it. It's Boren, by the way. He's one of the main guards.
Boren.
Boren. Yeah. All
right. That's
a spear, all right.
Margers, dozens of them.
And?
Coming this way with a large Numenera object.
What?
I said shroom bomb.
Shroom bomb?
I don't know. It looks like a bomb. It could be
You know what? Never mind. I mean, it's not like you know anything about bombs or anything like that. Zzzzt. Come in.
Okay, so
we're not going to tell them about the bombs.
We did. We said shroom bomb.
No, I like motion at your satchel.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, so we're not going to talk about. Oh, okay.
we don't need to talk about that. Yeah. Okay, so we're walking in.
Okay, you walk in a few steps into the main town area, and basically you're going to talk to who? The elders of the town.
It closes the door behind us so that the lobster thing's not like walking in with us.
No, it's not working.
Good.
Okay.
It's attacking!
Okay. Alright.
Night of the Living Lobster.
As we're, like, walking down, like, towards the, like, you know, there's a small hall to get to the...
Yes.
Get to the actual...
The actual dome, which leads off into, like, a... The temperature difference is huge. Yeah. Basically, that's what the hallway's for, so, like, get you used to...
Yeah, so we're, like, just ripping off our clothing as we get closer to the... Mm-hmm. Until we're just back into our normal outfits. Mm-hmm. I have my vest,
80-degree sweltering heat.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yep. And, he grabs the Baron grabs the hatch, opens it up, and we just walk through, immediately getting hit with a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I hate this place. is there, like, a mayor we can talk to?
Yes, there is a mayor. His name is Obith.
Uh-huh. Obith.
He's kind of elected. He's usually just one of the oldest ones there. People just follow his direction because he seems to know what he's doing. Yeah, but he's in the main house. He's actually one of the herders of the area. Like, basically, he goes out and hunts... what's the name of the creature we just made up for?
Lobstern.
No, Lobstern is the herd animal. Jinjin were the herd animals.
Yeah, I thought Jinjin were the things that never left they couldn't survive.
Oh, right,
outside.
Yeah.
Jinjin just hang out in the dome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the main Jinjin cook for all I care. But, Obith.
Obith.
He's the mayor. We go to Obith with this? I don't know. Boren, who we talk to about a shroom bomb?
Obith, stuff.
Fuck you. Flux yourself. Yeah, I guess we're...
That word is never going to catch on. I don't know why you keep saying it.
Fuck that. Yeah, I guess we're going to go to Orvis.
Obith. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're heading there.
Okay. You head towards the middle of town, and as you're Sue, as you're rushing past, you actually hear Harry and Harry in the distance. He's like, did you go out again?
Oh, God. Guys, you go ahead. You talk to Orvis. I got to deal with the Harrys. I turn back towards them. Hey, Harriet. No, We just wanted to go out and make snow angels. That's all, Mom. And we were just having a good time. And
You weren't supposed to go out at all.
Well, it's not about...
It's dangerous out there. You do know that. That's why we do that.
But I took this.
It's interesting to go alone. I took this.
No.
Talked about the broken spear.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have like a random attack from some giant monster for all we know.
Mom, they're just lobstering, okay? They're not the most dangerous thing in the world, and they're delicious.
We just do it because to keep you safe. Who knows what might happen out there?
Oh, yeah, by the way, we have to go to Orbith because we saw some goat people. They're bringing
you saw something. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, we're totally fine. They're going off. They're going to warn Orbith about it. And just so you know, keep it to yourself, of course. But we think they had like a Numenera device. Like a shroom bomb.
A shroom bomb.
Yeah, like a shroom.
Oh, that's nice.
Could have been a banshee.
Pack your shit. Pack your shit.
That's nice. You know that place you sleep in called your room?
Mm-hmm.
You're staying there for a little while.
Oh, no! Yeah, no! Yeah, no! Yeah, mom. I gotta be a hero. Mom, I could totally knock you out if I wanted to right now. You're leaving yourself exposed.
She just stares at you with her eye.
You're leaving yourself exposed.
Don't you even think about
it. Then someone will be in their room for a little longer. Mom! You see me getting pulled to my mom's room. Harry shakes his head in disappointment.
He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
It's all up to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all up to you to warn the people. Yeah. I thought you've lost me in this adventure. Okay. I gotta clean my Obith, room.
Is it, Obith is a bald, a relatively short, balding man with blue skin. Mm-hmm. Who's basically mm-hmm. in his small home, which is for some odd reason in the center of the city. It wasn't planned that way, it just kind of happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And basically sees you coming, like, oh, outside again, boys.
Yes. Jiro, talk.
We're all going to die, old man.
Are you Jiro, one of your stop moods? Talking. Are you in one of your moods again?
Well,
do you
yes.
want to have the debate about the point of existence?
No, no, no. We both know there is none. Look, there.
You're too young to know the reality of existence, all right? I mean, seriously, you should be full of doubt.
Seen me? The reality of existence is in question at best. I am a living example that reality means nothing at any given point. I fell through my bed this morning. Woke up on the floor with half my leg through the floor.
You're mixing being inconsequential with just an inconvenience, alright?
It's not just being insulting.
Hold up a spear. There's an army of goat men headed towards us with a
gun. Don't protect us. Now we're having a debate. Shut up.
No,
listen to me.
No,
I'm not
no,
sure what you're reading with that Nietzsche
there's
person.
There's at least 40 of those goat fluxers out there, and they've got a thing.
You're using that word now?
It's a word. It's a perfectly cromulent word.
What? Anyway. Thing?
A Luminera device. Large, about 3 feet high.
An artifact?
2 feet across. Onyx black. A large tube that travels roughly 3.5 meters from the base to the top. No heat signature that could be acquired. Could be anything, I suspect, probably from the 7th or 8th kingdom.
Any idea what it does?
Kill us all.
Something specific, please.
Kill us all a lot.
If the Margers have it, then it's a weapon.
True. Alright.
It's a peace offer.
Okay.
It's a giant... It makes cakes.
We just need to slaughter them. You're going to feel awful.
So delicious.
We kill them. Let's see what this does.
Happy birthday!
I think it's for Jiro.
A goat comes out.
We're just strippers.
All the strippers.
The problem is it launches them at near relativistic speeds.
Still a wide speed strippers.
It's a stripper rail gun, really? It fires stilettos at speeds you could not bust.
Can we just call it a pole gun? This is what happens when a female's not here to yell at us.
Wait, didn't this happen last time we played the space game?
Oh, yeah.
Bulldogs, yes.
Bulldog.
Went to a sex club.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Yeah, all right, we're going to have to prepare. You two, go to your homes.
Okay. Jace just kind of, like, looks around confused and, like, wanders off into the street.
Yeah. I'll make sure he doesn't wander into anything.
Yeah, please.
And I follows okay. Jason. Like,
yeah, and as it's happening, you hear Obith, like, talking to different people, and they start rushing off to do whatever they need to do.
Carl goes into, so we should probably get Sue.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to let me anywhere near that device, but I can't imagine anybody else. Perhaps Sister Wisdom might know what it is, but that's anticipating that the 30 strong horde of fluxing goat people are defeated by whatever it is that the mayor has in store. I don't know. Do we even have a weapon soccer here?
Oh, yeah, they killed all the raiders one time. All
right.
So we had they had defenses.
You're right, voice in my head.
You're welcome. You're yelling at the window.
Russell is standing right next to your bedroom window.
You're pressing my face against it. Let me be out.
Right. You're right. Let's go get Sue. And then hide.
Sounds like a plan. Useless plan.
All right. Useless plan that furthers the illusion that we have any sort of agency in our own lives. All right, so we go to Sue's room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I live in the back of the baker, so
we're throwing like rocks at his window.
Okay.
My mom opens the window. I hear
that.
Jace doesn't understand the subtlety of throwing small rocks. Throws a big one through the window.
Oh, no! Oh!
Hey, Mrs. S. They can see him come out to play.
You're going to go outside again?
There are more. No, we're not going to go outside today because there's martyrs out there, and it's dangerous. And we understand that danger is bad, and as we are nothing but young children who should be playing innocently in the streets, we would like our friends to...
I just forgot, remember, you guys are like 17 to 18.
Right? Exactly, yeah. Exactly, which is why I'm like giving the speech. So we would like our little friend Sue to come out and play with us in the streets where it is safe. Because the big, strong guards will protect us from the dangers outside.
She just stares at you, like, wondering if you're being serious or if you're mocking her.
He gets that a lot.
Sue, go out there.
I climb out the window and slide down, like, the little drainage thing. Like, she yells at me the entire time, like, no, through the front door! I'm already halfway down, Mom!
Can't even hear you.
Yeah, I landed. So what's going on? They need us to fight. I can do front line, man. I'm ready to go. I do some like boxing. Hit a kid.
We're gonna go see his mom.
Let's go see. Let's go. I would love to see Miss Wisdom. You kind of have the hot mom.
Hot nun mom. Yeah, this is all kinds of wrong.
Yeah. I love that plan. That is the greatest plan that we've ever thought of, because she has a bounty of knowledge.
She's extremely wise.
I'm gonna
even so for wise. Her young supple age.
I'm gonna so love about her knowledge like you wouldn't believe.
Oh god.
Her knowledge, her wisdom is very well rounded.
Yeah.
That is what we need you. Seriously,
let's go, guys. Let's go.
Now, fuck it, sister. Now, Sister Wisdom is a wizened old lady,
but an old lady that has
that will not quit.
Like one of those like hot old ladies, like you know.
After an unfortunate incident with a cipher that apparently affects like genetic structure, she
she
looks very young for her age.
Yeah, but, she was like 70, and then like turned her into 35.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Like, no, I like the idea that she actually is like this old scary woman. She should be like I imagine that she's like the head nun for like a boys' Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Like she looks at you with so much derision mm-hmm. that like you're willed to defy her wilts before her very eyes. And she's a
Helen Mirren. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Helen Mirren. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Helen Mirren. But she has a look that's like, oh, it's not sexy anymore. But
pop it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, God, you are still unbelievably charming and attractive. And
is this a thing now?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we go to
We're just pushing through like the crowd. And,
yep. You know, you push through the crowd eventually to the small.
Even though there's no crowd, I just go over like, oh, sorry.
To one side of the dome where her sister's house is, another small rectangular hypo made of steel, mm-hmm. and the door is in front of you. Mm-hmm. Door opens. Your Sister Wisdom.
Hello, sister.
Okay.
Hey, sister.
Jace, have you been outside again?
We wiped the snow from our heads. No.
Yeah. It was because we were outside doing totally innocent and nonviolent activities.
You mean hunting lobster for the meat?
And gambling.
You really suck at lying.
we alerted the mayor that there is a contingent of at least 30 margers mm-hmm. on the way to town with a Numenera device.
Numenera device?
Large, onyx black spherical 3.5 by 2 feet with a 3.2 meter tube running from the center to the very top.
Sounds like seventh age.
I had the same thought.
All right, let me check my books.
Teachers,
I hear that.
Sorry, Mrs. W.
She gives you the stare.
We just kind of look down at her. We take our hats off and look down.
The weirdest boner right now.
Oh, and now you know I took up a hat. Like,
put a book over it, for God's sake.
Like a civilized adult.
It just says, Mysteries of the Numenera. You slowly, like, take it off the shelf and put it over you. I remember being an awkward teenager.
Okay. All right, she slowly heads to the back towards the place with, like, a strange place with both books and some sort of, like, data slates.
Ooh.
All over the place.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so basically she's searching through the books right now. So you have to guess a few minutes if you want to talk.
As we're I'm looking around, I see, like, a little ball that's floating. Like, it just seems like it's, like, floating on, like, a little, like, a triangle, like, mm-hmm. the end of a triangle. And I slowly reach out to tap it.
Okay.
Because I'm curious. All
right.
Yeah, and I tap the ball.
You take a mic damage, it just shocks you.
Oh!
By the way, I don't touch anything.
Oh, that's surprisingly pleasant. All right,
cool. Great. We theorize that in the Sixth Kingdom, they use those devices in order to wake up in the morning.
That is the worst wake-up call I've ever had. And I live
They're very sturdy people. At least, as far as we can tell, they weren't really human or anything we understood at the time, as far as we know, can tell. All we heard was screaming.
Sister Wisdom, I'm going to be in my room with my friends, looking through my own collection in order to assist. Is that all right?
That is fine.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you, sister. Don't touch anything else.
I'll try my hardest.
Okay. Especially not the painting. It bites us today.
I passed my hand to something, not even if I wanted.
come on, go grab your shoulder, just go through it. I'll stop phasing yourself, okay? Come on.
If you phase yourself, you'll go blind.
Yeah.
Alright, so we go into my room. Jace's room is small, little, you know, it looks like he lives in a monastery. So it's bare walls, bunk bed, or just basic bed, and then he opens a wall and it pulls out into a work bench, and it's just covered in, like, gears and, like, half pieces of ciphers, and there's, like, books light up, piled on top. It looks like a college kid's, like table before finals.
I'm going to, like, the closet and opening mm-hmm. up, and then you see me knocking on the back of the door, like, okay. the back of the wall of the mm-hmm. closet, and I'm like, I'm telling you, it's not that deep. We can, like, drill a nice hole in here that no one would ever notice, seriously, and we'd be respectful about our peeping.
I don't understand, but you said it was for her security, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
We would respect the heck out of her security.
There's actually no way for us actually to break through that wall, but it's always been like,
there's no way. Yeah, it looks like wood, but like, her name is Sister Wisdom. She's no fool about what teenage boys are like.
Yeah. There's no
way. I tried to phase through once. She's got an energy field.
She knows.
She heard screaming as you went through. It was like, ah! What was that? Nothing. I stubbed my toe everywhere.
She's right. I will go blind.
Stubbed my toe on reality.
So Jace kind of scrunches up his nose and then does a shooing motion to all of the detritus and clutter on his desk. And then wraps his knuckle against the desk, and everything lifts into the air and falls perfectly in place. The nuts and bolts are all lined up. All of the books have lined themselves up. The clothes are folded. Everything just one.
That's cheating.
Yeah, that's totally cheating, man. Can I have that? I want that desk. My mom's always getting on me.
It goes into the wall. It's actually very useful. It's possibly indestructible. Sometimes I sleep on it. My Numenera book floats to me, and just opens of its own volition as it hovers in front of Jace. And I'm going to look up what that object could possibly be.
It's going to be a 12, but since you have specialized, it's going to be a 6.
And I'm using a book, and I'm taking twice as long for it, so it's going to be a 3. Because books actually have a use in the game. Mm-hmm. They automatically step down whatever you're trying to. Okay, 11.
Okay.
One roll.
From the way the device looks, you first thought it was a gun. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's some sort of power device. But because it looks like a gun, obviously the Mark are going to use it like a gun. If they try to use it like a gun, if they try to bang it like a gun, it's going to explode like a bomb. A very big, powerful bomb.
Jace is saying all this as he's flipping through the pages and, you know, sipping tea and things like that. And he discards the book with a wave of his hand.
How much of a bomb? The dome kind of bomb? Because I got no major issues with just them blowing themselves up.
I mean, I'm totally for that. I feel that I'm an equal opportunity.
It depends how much energy is in the device.
It depends on how much energy is in the device, and also that it is a power device for another object. We don't know what the other object is. Could have been a vehicle, in which case it might be relatively low. Could have been a spacecraft, in which case it would be relatively high.
A space bomb?
Imagine
Oh, I know. Do you remember that time that you gave all those small explosives to the Jin Jin? Now make it as big as a spacecraft.
Oh. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's what it is. Either way, it's going to blow up. Or it will work as a gun, and they will try to kill people.
So, what do we do?
Suppose we tell Sister Wisdom, and...
Oh, I can tell her.
Oh, go ahead. Here's the book.
Mm-hmm.
Floats in your hands. It's that page.
Yeah, okay, totally.
Running out.
Okay. You actually run downstairs to see Sister Wisdom, but the door outside is already open. You have a gut feeling Wisdom already figured out herself and is running outside to help her.
Yeah, that's Sister Wisdom. I figured it out by myself. She's just running. I love you. Oh, my God. Oh, like some of the other pages, love potions. And then you find them walking back. His sister figured it out. She was running and she was in a panic, I think.
Jace has his bag of gear as if he's expecting to go outside the wall again. Mm. All right. Do you need to get anything, you two?
For what?
I'm good.
I have a sneaking suspicion that that's not the last time that we're going to go outside of the wall for a while.
I don't know if we're... whatever, flux it. Yeah, sure, okay, if we're going outside again, are we going to try to, like, steal this bomb from him?
If that thing works and it cracks open the dome, then it's going to get very cold inside. So we should be prepared in case anything goes like that.
Okay.
Clothes?
I'm
clothes.
Good. I'm going home. I still got all the stuff that I have.
Rope has come in handy every time we've left. So much rope.
Yeah.
You know, think about the rope. I worry about it sometimes.
Okay. Not as much as existence. Yeah.
Okay, so we meet near the east ventilation system that's easier to phase through that.
Yeah.
And get us through that way?
Sure.
Or did they already figure out these and they sealed that? Was it the ether north? It's the north. We have to go to the east. The north was the one they caught. Okay.
Yeah.
East ventilation. We'll meet there in like 10 minutes. Okay, I gotta go get my pelts because it's cold.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And that's what we do. We're running off to get our gear, and I'm sneaking up in my room.
Okay.
I don't need to sneak. I like climbing up in my room and climbing down. Right. I don't use the front door.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say you guys have no problems like sneaking in and getting gear. So.
Also, you never really questioned why you have a drainage pipe in a home that's inside of a giant dome where it doesn't rain.
It rains.
Oh, it rains.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I mean, it has to rain somewhere. I mean,
does it?
Yeah, I guess Numenera. Fuck it, yeah. It rains.
Majors. Numenera.
It rains. It rains Kool-Aid.
No one knows why, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's hot where it shouldn't be, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's hot where it shouldn't be, so it's okay. A biography for Jesus Rodriguez.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
So, yeah, we get to the ventilation shaft, and...
You just face... Does your face-through power just work? Like, can you just face through things?
It does... let me check the thing, but as far as I can tell, yeah, it does work. It just costs me... If I'm actually using it for something useful rather than just effect, I think it costs me 2
and 3 points. I think it's mostly, like...
Just him. So, basically, if you want to face through the door, you're going to have
to... Yeah, I would face through and then open the other side, yeah.
Yeah, and if it costs something, you just make sure to mark that off.
Yeah, I'm just checking to see if there's a roll on it, but I don't think there is.
It's just
spend the 2 intellect points on the resource roll. So I spent 2 intellect points on my pool. Mm-hmm. By the way, the recovery, what were the details on the recovery again?
Recovery was the first time you recovered during the day, you
a 10-second breather.
Yeah, you like take a one turn breather and then roll a d6 plus your tier, and that's how much how much you get back.
I'm not gonna do it yet. I was just for the my thing. Because I figured maybe I was just winded, as it is, but I'm not going to do it yet. Okay, so I'm spending 2, and yeah, basically, you guys see me, like, when I'm actually, like, doing the full, it's occasionally, like, passing part of me through something, you know, it's just, like, instinctive, but actually doing the full body phase through, like, it actually takes me a minute, you see me, like, concentrating to like, take my whole body through.
Okay.
So it takes, you know, it takes about... Around, you know, it's what, you know, around. So whatever, a couple seconds. But, and then a couple seconds of silence, and then you hear from the outside, and
there it goes. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what exactly is our plan? Are we supposed to attack these people from the behind or something?
I think that we should see what the mayor has in store. and then see if they need any assistance. But they won't let us out through the front door.
That's true. So let's just, we can watch them from the distance. If it looks like it's going south, we can come from behind and surprise the goat men, okay? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a good plan, yeah. We're kicking open the ventilation shaft, like the outer section.
Yeah, you kick out the ventilation shaft, get Predator 1 down, you hear a cock.
I look down.
You see a small lobster stirring up.
Jace, your girlfriend's here, I say as I jump over it and land in the snow. Like, waist deep in the snow.
I think it's a male. I'm trying to figure out a name. That's not a very good name. Chuck. Chuck.
How did you get Chuck from that?
It's pretty obvious.
Actually, I've got my animal handling skill for today, so I'm going to... While they're trying to figure out, I'm just trying to figure out, like, why the heck this thing's so attached to him, basically. Mm-hmm. So, what's the, like, default roll? Like, 6, I think?
Yes, I think it'd be 6.
So, since I'm trained, it would be down to 3, so...
Yes.
Yeah, 15, so, yeah.
Okay. You know that lobster have a certain thing where, basically, nature can be harsh. Sometimes they live in herds, there's a portion of their life where basically they have to live off on their own. But live off with a friend. Mm-hmm. Because you can't live by yourself on the distance. It's sort of like a bonding thing. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Jace healed him, he figured it was part of that bonding thing. He feels himself now bonded to Jace for the foreseeable future. And as far as you know, lobster live for like a century if they are eaten.
So yeah,
Jace has the same vacant, distant stare as he just stares at the lobster. The same way he just stares at fire.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, he just looks at you. You remember that one time when I was teasing you, saying that you looked like a lobster?
Yes, I remember it vividly.
Yes, well, it's apparently not just me. that little guy over there thinks you're its hetero life mate.
Oh, dude, this is going to work out for us. I mean, think about it. Dome Day, we're going to have, like, a fresh lobster. You know, we're not going to eat that gingin crap. This is a good thing. We can fatten that thing up.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. But in a nutshell, yeah, these things, like, remember reading about this, they sort of pair up, like, buddy-buddy, and, you know, one defends the other. So since you, I guess you did something to make it real happy, so, well... Now it's here to pay off its life debt, as it were.
All right. Well, Chuck, you can watch me if I sleep.
Wow, that's not incredibly creepy to hear you say.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go. So yeah, we go to where we think the adults are.
Yeah, we're trudging through the snow around the dome, like slowly moving around the dome because it's a massive dome. Trying to get to the front area where the adults are probably lining up and shit.
Yes, it's obviously trying to line up, and basically, you know, they have a few luminary devices. Like the raid was a long time ago; they had to use it for different reasons during the time. The town itself aren't much like explorers like you guys are. Mm-hmm. So basically, they have a few devices they can use. One or two of them probably some type of bomb thing that they can throw. And one or two things that look like some type of, like, laser weapon. But that they're preparing to shoot. But the rest of them are full of, like, knives and guns and stuff like that. And basically, yeah, everyone's fighting, so it's like 100 people versus, like, 30 or 40 Margs. Mm-hmm. Because they have to rush at the thing before it fires or whatever it does. Uh-huh. So they're preparing a truck to meet the Margers.
All right. So now that we see them, I say we start making our way. We're trying to basically go around to the back of the martyrs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, does it look like the martyrs are defending the thing?
Oh yes, they're surrounding it.
Has the fight started?
No, not yet.
Oh, so this is kind of
like... it's a preparation time.
Are the martyrs preparing too?
Mm-hmm. As far as you can tell, yes.
Yeah, it goes around. It's I flip over our like white cloak, plume. Gin, like white plume dyed thing to help us blend in.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all look like birds.
Yeah, we kind of look like it's like a feather cloak thing, okay. And we're all trying to get around.
You actually look behind you, the lobster is gone. And he's like, where did it disappear? And you hear a kirk. It is much better at hiding than you are.
Oh my god, I'm standing on it.
Okay. As you're actually rushing off, though, you notice you hear a commotion from the Margaret camp. Some sort of beating, some screaming, and all of a sudden you see a portion of the Margaret rushing off towards the 100 in front of the dome. And basically, they start rushing up, and everyone starts preparing, and the battle starts. Half of the portion of the Marg is rushing up towards the battle, the other half around this thing. But, actually, I'm going to say that you notice. You'd have to roll for this.
Jace does? Okay.
Jace, no, you notice immediately. Like, as the Margers are fighting, like, that section of Margers, the other section seems to be doing something to the device.
They're getting it ready.
They're getting it ready.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, we're going to try to pick up the pace.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pick up the pace. All right. Yeah. So you get... What is your plan of action? There is literally about 20 Margers left.
How easy are they them to beat?
You require a 6 roll.
So there's a lot of 3. What?
I mean, sorry. They're level 2, so you need a 6. Sorry.
Okay. So what? We kind of freeze again, like cuddling in the snow, and I'm like, okay, what's the plan on this one?
Well, we need to get as close to that as possible. I know. David names Jiro and I will distract them. Here, you take this, and Jace takes out his teleporter bounder. You get to the center of the group while we distract them, and you destroy that thing.
Okay, I have no idea. No offense. I mean, I'm really happy that you think I can punch through steel, but we've learned when I try to make that peephole with my fist, it doesn't work so well.
I can do it. He's good at punching things. Let him punch the things that are going to come and try and punch him. Mm-hmm. You get me close, and I pull a little ampule with, like a green goo inside that anywhere you touch it, it, like, tries to...
Yes.
I'm pretty sure this can eat through just about anything, and it looks kind of hungry. It kind of spikes up. It's like,
I imagine it
sounds like, I got it all riled up.
I imagine its voice is Gilbert Gottfried.
Nice.
Okay.
Why won't you make me laugh? I can't do his voice.
No one can do his voice.
Flock! What are you talking about?
It's terrifying. Okay. Here, give me one of your, if you have too much crossover, then you could die and implode or something.
That's not good. Alright, here, I'm gonna give him a little, the
ring.
Comprehension graft.
Oh, the comprehension graft, okay. Alright, and he hands you the teleporter mount.
Yeah. And so, he's like, don't use it on your new best friend there.
What? I do wonder what it's saying.
Oh, God. She's gonna do his twins. Try not to let him waste it on the lobster.
Yeah, absolutely. I see somebody's like playing with my bomb. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking. I'm fluxing ready for this. All right. Don't worry. I got a great distraction for these things. Ready to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. On the count of 3. 1, 2, flux.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
1, 2, 3. Let's flux this. Okay. And my character's jumping up and. He's, like, throwing back his cloak, mm-hmm. So, you know, his hair is exposed and all that. Mm-hmm. And he's quickly just taking off running, and he's letting out a shout towards the 20 or so creatures that are mm-hmm. gathered around this thing. He's like, over here! Right. He's running towards them.
Okay, they see you coming, and 5 of them immediately depart from the 20 and rush at you.
Okay, I'm actually, as they're approaching, I have my fist ready, and then I spin around, mm-hmm. fall to a knee, and I'm just, oh, you can! And I'm throwing out my hand, and the pelt and, like, sleeves mm-hmm. of my, like, the one raises up, and it shows I actually have energy bracers around them. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, an energy starts peeking up between them, mm-hmm. gathering around into an orb of energy in my hands, and it just fires out
towards them. Now, this wasn't the singularity bomb.
Oh no! This is the blaster bracer.
And how much damage did it do?
D8.
Yeah, they explode.
Yeah. Oh, you got it.
And basically, yeah, the 5 group that were huddled together, yeah. like just blow up.
And suddenly, I start yelping in pain as I'm like trying to rip off the bracers. I start like fucking boiling hot now.
Okay.
They drop to the ground and they slowly sink into like the mm-hmm. into the ice, just gone.
Okay.
They're only good for once, right?
Yes, the old ciphers are only good for once.
Yeah, they're melting. You know, they're already like turning to sludge. It's like, mm-hmm. oh my god! Oh,
and as you hear that, you see the markers. Any other intelligent race would be like, "Well, damn, these guys." You see somebody on top of the device, who's obviously the leader,
mm-hmm.
yell again, and you see at least 5 more rush off at you, more evenly, more spaced out, actually rushing towards you.
All right,
all right,
I got this.
All right,
and yeah. because of the spin around, just getting ready, like doing my kung fu moves. Ah, yeah, yeah.
So while he's gotten distracted, I'm basically running around, like hitting as much as possible, mm-hmm. and semi-faced. I'm basically sneaking, you know, trying to get as close as I can.
Difficulty 6. Actually, no, leader, so difficulty 9.
All right, which brings it down to 6 because I am trained in sneaking.
Mm-hmm.
19, which means minor effect.
You're fine. All right, what's your minor effect?
What would be a minor effect for that?
Mm-hmm.
For sneaking?
I like this. One of the creatures that are still guarding the thing, you get close enough to do an instant kill on it.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, whichever one is like on the working on the control panel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, okay. I go. Like, it's there, it's like in utter silence, all of a sudden it kind of like feels a tingle, looks down, like there's a hand going through it, and with my blade, here's the rope. And then, like, pull my hand back.
So you, like, reach through his sternum?
Yeah, I reach through his, like,
and stab him in his own face?
Yeah, he just sees a blade coming through, like, doesn't feel anything but a tingle. There's a blade and then a hand, like, what the hell?
Yeah, nice. Just take him out. Nice.
Alright, nice. So down to 14 now. But anyway, yeah, actually, plus the leader. All right, and what do you do?
And the man over.
Yeah, right now, basically, I killed 5 of them with that all you can.
Wow.
And,
are you?
Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then, so he says, that's not me.
The leader sent 5 more, and they're now, instead of running at me at a group, they're, like, trying to circle around me, mm-hmm. so I'm spinning around, just, like, you know, kung-fuing it, ready to go.
Okay. What do they seem to be armed with?
Most of them are armed with some type of spear.
Okay.
Except for the leader. The leader seems to have something on him, but you can't tell immediately what it is.
It's a blizzard.
It's a blizzard.
It's a blizzard.
Yeah. He's actually Storm from the X-Men.
Oh, yeah, he's got to die. Alright, so...
The Halle Berry version.
Do you know what happens when you get... BAM! Do you know what happened, bitch? When you monologue.
I saw you, Catwoman. I am not impressed.
Oh, yeah, she was Catwoman.
There's actually an article or like a graphic going around on the net right now showing the decline on Halle Berry's career, like from best actress to in unreleased friggin' shark films. You know,
I don't know. I think she's a cloud. She's good.
No. She was wonderful, but her decline has been slow and steady.
Oh,
which is a shame.
I refuse to accept it. She was awesome in Cloud Atlas.
Mm-hmm. I still need to see that movie. Her was really good.
It's very sweet.
Anyway, what do you do?
Jace is going to run out, and he's going to... I'm going to use a maneuver called Distract. He's going to take out his whip, mm-hmm. his bullwhip, and stay a solid 30 feet away from the encircling raiders or mm-hmm. markers. And I'm just going to choose one of the things with the spear, and I'm going to distract it, which is going to make its next attack attempt one step to its detriment.
Okay.
As I basically, like, crack my whip and, like, carry it and freak out.
Oh, yeah, your laptop back.
Okay.
Finally.
It's actually a new laptop.
Oh, brand new?
Yeah, well, refurbished.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I was wondering why it was going to be back before you moved. Yeah. At the rate you were going.
All right, so it's going to be a 6.
I saved most of my documents, so that's good.
Yeah.
So it's a 6. I'm using a light weapon, which brings it down to a 3.
Okay.
17. Right. Minor effect. It's 2 of them are actually. I managed to start snapping my whip and distract 2 of them.
Okay, you distract 2 of them. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So no 2 problem. Of the 5 are now 1 step detriment.
And is your whip called what?
Sister whip.
Oh, I thought you called it Harriet or something like that. Like
no, I harry them.
Oh, okay.
Like I.
Okay.
I mean, call it Harriet.
I was like, dude, don't call it my mom. All
right, back to the ninja. Roll a d20 for me. I need your initiative.
Okay, I have initiative trained, so I get +3.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think that's how it works.
I think that's how it works. We'll do it now.
11, 14.
So you definitely go first.
Yeah. Right. And the first one that comes towards me, you know, they're circling around. You know, if they're mm-hmm. the sharp sticks and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like, you know. Looking like I'm about to do, like, a punch towards one, and as soon as one, like, rushes me at the side, I turn around and I just, like, roundhouse it, mm-hmm. And I'm using my my full-on attack on that one. I'm turning it that one attack into a medium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I roll a d20?
Yes.
8 is enough to hit it, right?
Yeah, it's definitely enough to hit it. How much damage do you do with that hit? That's 4, right, with the medium?
Yeah, medium is 4.
Yeah, you crack it in the face. It's still up, but it's kind of peeved off.
All right, cool.
Okay. Now they all attack. All 5 of them.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Where's my dice? Oh, actually, I don't roll. You roll. Sorry.
So,
basically, you have to defend against a 6.
All
right. You have speed defense, right?
Yeah, speed defense.
So it brings it down to 3.
Pass.
Yep.
Pass. 18. Okay. Pass. Mm-hmm. Pass.
Nice.
Pass. So they're like going around, like trying to stab me, and I'm like juking left and right.
I'm
going to
use a GM intrusion if you want to grab it.
What does that do?
Basically, I introduce an element that's detrimental to you, but I give you 2 experience points: one you use and one you give to somebody else.
Great.
Okay. Basically, what I'm going to say that
because
final
this game is communist.
Yes, because communism. What? Anyway, basically, what happened?
Let's just push goo.
Okay.
In your fridge.
Okay.
Yeah, our fridge is awful. Daniel just quietly came back with paper towels and explained that without anything else, there's goo.
There is goo in your fridge.
There's about to be goo in the game.
I'm going
to
say the final one, basically, as you do a wirehouse kick, one of them tried to hit you, but instead of trying to hit you, it actually trips you up a little bit, and you fall to the ground for a split second. So the next round, your defense is going to be 2 steps up.
Great. So, yeah, I fall to the ground.
Okay. So one, and once you give it to somebody else.
Right. I'll decide later on who gets that.
Okay.
I'm going to actually give it to David because he's out distracting him.
Okay. That's all right. Makes perfect
and sense. We're fighting the same monsters. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
All right. So, on the back.
All right. You're on your back. Like usual.
Sorry. He actually had 2 of them on him. Shouldn't that only have been rolling for 3?
Hmm? Are you fighting the ones that are fighting him or the ones?
I'm distracting them. So whatever they roll, they're.
No, I thought you were going to the ones that are going around the device.
No, I thought that he was circled. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the fighter, Sue,
was being circled
by
5. Yeah, I was distracting the 5.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, but you still get tripped up. You still get tripped up, so it's fine. But what does distraction do again?
It makes their next roll is a step to their detriment.
Oh, so, you're no. My next time, like our rule.
Oh, because if that happens, then basically, like 2 of them can't do anything anyway for that. Exactly. Actually, no, but you're 2 steps up. So anyway, we'll figure it out next.
Yeah, time. Whenever.
There are a lot of steps.
There are a lot of steps.
It's like the cha cha.
It's like the cha cha. All right, Giro.
That's gonna happen. Yeah. I call him G.
All right, Giro. What are you doing?
What?
Basically, you stand there. You kill one in an awesome pose, and all of a sudden you hear above you. Yeah. There's not enough goat in there, but and basically, you see above you, who is obviously the goat leader, basically clad in better armor, and basically what looks like some sort of weapon in his hand, some sort of glowing stick.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, I've already got my little goat. All your plans, everything you've tried to do, all your efforts from this point, up from your pathetic birth to this point, have been nothing but useless. I crack the seal on the living solvent and pour it over the controls.
It's gonna roll initiative, please.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a 15.
You go first. Okay. It's now gonna punch you in the face, or it's gonna attempt. No, I'm sorry. It's knife you in the face. There's a difference. All right.
Wait, the goo is the goose packing?
I was pissing.
It has a little knife. It has a little knife.
Tiny little knife.
All right. You have to get above a 9.
It's already fucked up.
But you speed defense, so
it's actually about 3 because I'm specialized in speed defense. 8, so I make it.
Okay, yeah. It tried to hit you, but nothing. Alright.
Okay. we'll see what happens next round. But I guess that was a round.
Okay, you're there's a Russian. Oh, yeah, that's a round as well. Alright, next. Our nano, Jace.
I am going to continue. I guess I'm gonna. Okay, let me see. Sorry, I'm trying to visualize this combat here. So Sue is still fighting 5.
Yes,
5 of those things.
But he's now prone.
I'm on my back. 2 of those things that you've been distracting, but now they're still concentrating on me. Yes. But they're they got distracted. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm on my back now, and they're looking like they're gonna jump on me. Mm-hmm. Jump on it. Jump on it. Dun, 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 jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
Okay, that song's in my head forever now. Okay, how far away? I said about 30 feet, so that's onslaught. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to shoot one of them with onslaught. That is a nano power that's basically a magic missile. Let's be totally honest.
And it is a attack roll. You said that their difficulty is 6?
Yes.
Okay. So it would normally cost me an intelligence point. I'm going to use my edge point, so the cost is negated.
Okay.
So I miss.
Yes. What's it look like, the sonic ability?
Energy collects, you know, it looks very much like Mega Man charging up his blast. But there's more wispy smoke to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a brief second, Jace's features look like he's wearing a wolf mask, and then the energy is released. And it's just kind of fucking... and
a duck.
Yeah. And it's just like, maybe one of them, because I've been distracted, like, realized it drops its blade, and it bends down to pick it up, and it goes zoom over his head, and Jace goes, oh, flux it.
You're not prone on the ground. You still go first, though.
All right. As soon as they, like, you know, some of them duck their head as a beam flies overhead, I'm, like, rolling on my back, and I'm trying to wrap my legs around one of their neck and twisting.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And nice. I'm doing another just straight-up medium attack with my body.
Okay. I'm going to say it's the same one as before. Yeah.
19.
Snap its neck.
Yeah. Great.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Since it's a medium one, don't I get a medium success for that, or is it just instant kill?
No, you get a medium. Sorry.
I was going to say, since it's a... I get a medium...
Like what's it called? Beneficial...
Yeah, basically, there's two ways you can go. Either if you get a 17, you get plus 1 damage. 18, plus 2 damage. 19, plus 3. 20, plus 4. Or you can, for 19 or 20, you can have a minor effect or a major effect. In this case...
But
if you want a minor effect...
I want actually a minor effect.
Because you had enough damage to kill the outright without the damage bonus.
Yeah, exactly. It's the one I've been fucking with. Yeah. So I snap its neck, and I'm also now going to use its body to defend against...
Ooh.
Ha, that's awesome. Nice. So I get a bonus to my roll, I guess.
I'm going to say, they get a step up for themselves as well.
All
right. I'm going to say right off the bat, it just negates whatever they had before. So defend against what they had. It's going to be 6.
14.
There's one...
One.
Oh, shit. Nice.
18.
Nice.
8.
No, it's just
4. Oh, that's it.
Okay.
So, one.
Okay. So, basically, you're prone on the ground trying to dodge out of the way, and you see it. You feel a spear go into your leg. Okay.
Alright, cool.
And you take two damage. Yeah, 2 damage from them. That's right.
Okay, 2 damage, and I put
Actually, no, 3 damage for them.
So I take that into my might.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, or you're not wearing armor, right?
So nope. Well, actually, since I was using that thing as armor, could it negate
some of that? Oh, yes, you're right.
So
I'm gonna give you a body is gonna give you 2 down armor. Actually, 1 armor. 1 armor.
Okay, so I had a 14, so now I have 12.
Yeah. I also adjusted that when I went through the wall, I was supposed to spend 2 intellect.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I, for whatever reason, I spent them for speed. Okay. So.
Alright, that's fine. Alright.
Because I'm used to, like, speed.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you fighting it or are you running? Jiro.
Okay, so basically what I'm going to do, because, so where I am, the device that is now starting to melt. It's just the boss. Pretty much all the underlings are fighting all these guys.
No. 10 of the underlings are around you. So you sneaked in, but now they're surrounding you.
Okay,
but I'm going to say you notice energy sparking from where the acid is.
So basically, as soon as
it's faster and faster.
Yeah, so it tried to stab me. I look down, I look back up. It's like, seriously, it's just all completely useless. And I do use a teleport thing that he gave me to join these guys. Because I figure my odds are better around my friends.
Okay.
Fair
so,
enough.
And as soon as you disappear from the creature, it's obvious that the martyr is going to try to aim, like, towards the group, and all of a sudden energy sparks from the thing, hits the leader, hits the 10 around, it's literally like a cartoon where you can see their bones as they're being electrocuted around the spear.
Nice.
Around the thing, and that's happening in the distance. So now you're all three are fighting the, what's left, the 4 guys left, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's happening.
So do you teleport right next to your back-to-back fighting buddy?
Yeah, that would be the idea.
Alright, sweet.
We're not back to... because I'm on my back still, but we'll get there soon.
Back-to-back, yeah, but
why are you lying on me?
Yeah, no, basically, I appear right next to you, like, immediately go, gah! And, like, drop the device, which is now smoking and sparking. Like, seriously, it sucks when they do that. And then I go down and I offer you my arm. Alright, come on, I'll help you up. No, I'm not going to just let you face through like every other time, I swear. I'm like Lucy in the ball. Come on, I'll help you up. So yeah, so you know, I appear and I'm like immediately offering my hand to like help you back up, so you can, if you know,
right, says so that's happening. To get up. What are you doing next? So there's four left.
I'm gonna try to shoot it again.
Okay.
Focusing. Yes, you by one.
Take it.
How much damage does it do?
Four.
Four damage. You hit one in the back.
Yep.
It's in pain, but it's not down.
I would imagine so.
But as soon as you do that, you hear a you don't know how it digs into the snow, but somehow you see a giant lobster jump up and land on top of the marker. Its pinches going into its brain, and it seems to convulse and fall to the ground.
Right. That's how they hunt. Yeah. Wait, I thought they were herbivores.
Nope. We die!
Those gangster herbivores?
Okay. Three left. What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, one gets me in the leg, and suddenly there's a hand reaching through, like, these three guys, and I'm grabbing, and I'm guessing you're pulling me out of this group. And as you're pulling me out, I'm kicking one, like, you know, nailing one with my medium attack again, like, with my
roll foot. It.
Yeah.
You punch it in the face.
Yeah, it just kicks him right in the, like, the snout.
Yep.
So that is four damage. Does 16 give me a bonus? Or no, 17.
17 will give you plus one damage.
Yeah, great. Snout as you're dragging me out. Thank you.
Okay. They're going to try to hit... Two are going to hit you, one is going to... One is going to hit you, but you can't, since your speed defense is specialized, they can't do any damage to you.
Yeah, plus not only speed... So what happens on the third one? Because technically, now that we're doing the back-to-back, I think we both get another plus two.
Oh, that's true.
But is it just a plus one, or is it a full, like,
step? Is it plus one or a step?
I think it's a plus one.
If it's just a plus one.
If it's just then it's like, okay. Then I'm already, like, two steps down, and...
Yeah, so you're a two.
They can always hit with a 20. Like, they can always hit with
a they have a chance to roll. If they hit if they get a 20, they can still hit. Up to you.
No, if we roll a 1, they hit.
Oh, yeah, wait, no.
The way the rules work is basically, if he steps down to 0, like, if there's no chance, then you don't bother rolling. You just always succeed.
Oh.
So I'm a fucking ghost.
Okay.
Cool. Rather, sorry, a flux and ghost.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. So they're going to attack me twice, trying to get me.
Yep.
First, what do they have to roll?
Basically, do you have speed defense? You said you have
speed defense. I have speed defense.
Okay, so it's 3.
Made it. Oh, got me again.
Mm-hmm. 3 damage.
Wait, no. You got a 2. Remember the plus 1 that I gave you.
Oh, plus 1, yes.
With the plus 1, that you actually missed. Because
you're back to back.
Oh, back to back. Right.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
Great. He misses me.
Okay. And I'm going to say at this point, like, with all you working together, you're able to wipe them out with no problem.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And you're there celebrating. Look, and then, you look off to the distance of the dome.
You found a feather. Was it a feather pillow? What's a phoenix feather?
Phoenix feather. I do like a flip. And
you
then...
look off off to the dome. It's obviously like the townspeople are taking care of the markers. They're not too much of a problem. Especially there's like 80 people outside with numerous weapons of different sorts. And then you look at the power device, which is still glowing, sparking energy faster. Faster. The markers are long dead. Dust in the wind.
That's going to explode, ain't it?
I don't know. Yeah, but it's pretty far from town, so... Rod! Okay.
Is it far enough?
You don't know.
I'm going to take a look.
To me. All
right. Hold it. You have no idea.
Okay. What's its level?
Oh, that is a good point. I didn't roll its level for you, did I? Because I assumed it was a 12.
So it would be a 12, 9, 6. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, you don't make it.
So we don't know. No, this is important. I'm gonna use,
Effort. Okay.
To bring it down to a 3.
Mm-hmm.
What? So it would be a 6, down to a 3.
Okay.
So I spend 2, that brings me to an intellect of 15.
As it is right now, it is gonna blow and it's gonna be big. You need to move the energy to something else.
I got an idea. I say that. Yeah. I got an idea. I'm all ears. I'm pulling my singularity bomb. This thing you told me when you identified it that it makes a hole, right?
Yeah. Well, more of an inverse. Yeah.
I don't understand that. Could this take it?
It could. It definitely could. And we need to take the excess power and make it go away. Somehow.
Well, the hole sounds like a great place into which meant to make stuff go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I pull out my bomb and I hand it to him. Like, so put it in the right place.
That's what she said.
Siren. Oh, we're going.
Okay, so
this is why we need a girl.
Chase is going to try to effectively jury rig this so that when it implodes, it doesn't immediately make the bomb. Yeah, that's what he's gonna do.
Right.
He's gonna take that excess power, reroute it into the implosion cipher, and he's going to match it exactly with the explosion power of the bomb, negating it. Because
science.
Human error.
All right. Difficulty 12.
Okay,
since you're maybe difficulty 6 instead because of your
specialty. Yes. And I might be putting a bunch of stuff into this area. I science this. Yeah, he pulls some tubes out, and then he gets some tape, and he wraps it around, and he takes some dirt, and he high-fives the lobster, and yep.
Right.
Okay, either I just deactivated the bomb in 30 seconds, or I just made two bombs.
I don't know who you're talking to. You already see me.
He says to our backs.
You are definitely a short range. For the singularity bomb, I said that you need to roll something or other, right?
I don't know. You said it's d20 worth of damage. That's all I got.
How much damage?
Yeah, there's like so much damage. I'm like, all I know is throw this shit and run.
Yeah.
And so, if I did stick around to see what happens, then I'd have to find out what I have to roll to get the fuck away.
Roll your Jesus Christ. No,
seriously. I don't have that skill.
Alright.
Pick it up tomorrow.
Alright, detonation singularity. Alright. Players stare characters in the radius move one step down the damage track if they fail a might defense roll.
Yes, not gonna
go. You have to pass a might defense roll, guys. Difficulty 12.
Oof. How's the different thing go?
2.
What do you think?
How's that effort thing go again?
Spend 3 for every 3 points you spend from your might or whatever applicable attribute. You step down the difficulty by 3.
Yes.
So for instance, 12
so it'll be
2,
9.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah, you know what? I'm gonna spend an effort to bring my chances down better than 50-50. So mark it down quick that I am down to 4. Yeah, math. I can do math. Yeah, 16. Nice.
Very nice. All right.
So I spend 3. Oh, God. And so I'm down to 9. Yes, 18! With a mild consequence thingamabob.
So everybody but the Glaive, who's normally the big mic guy.
All right. What does it mean when you say step down the jabbing track? I can't remember this.
Wait, how do I step it down? Because I have a might of 14, so...
What is that supposed to mean? What that means is all of these... In order to die, you need to be harmed... you need to be down to 0 in every single attribute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it starts with whatever, usually might. Might is a physical damage.
Mm-hmm.
When you get down to 0
so
might, then you go down to speed.
Might doesn't mean I'm stronger, though.
It does. It means you can take more damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it just makes me tougher, not stronger.
Yeah.
Well, no, it can make you stronger because you have more points to spend for effort.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And effort is every 3 points.
But I think there's a limit to how much effort you can spend.
We can do 1 at level 1.
Yeah, basically, yes. For every rank, I think you can spend more effort.
Yeah.
But at rank 1, you can only spend 3
points. Right,
great.
Yeah,
so what they mean is if you go down a step, you're a third dead.
Great.
And then you have to roll to see if you...
Die.
No, that's it, actually. There's no knocking unconscious, really. It's just that you are a third dead, and you're, like, negative one step towards movement and shit, as, like, your leg is all broken. And yeah.
Right. So we're all, instead of us just waiting for you, we're all just now booking it, like, run, and this thing.
All right. The thing is, basically, Jiro phases out.
Yeah.
he literally phases into the ground. Basically, you think you're going to die, but suddenly the rock lobster comes out of nowhere, smashes you into the ground, and uses his body to protect you.
Aww.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
And I look around for my hero, finding nothing.
Thanks, Butter.
I'm going to name it Butter. That's hilarious.
Okay. The leg explodes. The leg. now that I think
and
about
you
it.
Have no legs and no arms.
Yeah. Okay.
I fight too heavy.
I know.
You fight too stoked.
All right. The singularity bomb explodes, smashing you up into the air. You're lucky. You're far enough away that you got more of the explosion than implosion.
Yeah.
So you didn't get sucked into it.
So I fly into it, and then I feel myself dragging slightly as it starts sucking in, but I grab onto a rock.
Yes. But as you grab the rock, you feel stabbing pain as your arm, left arm is broken.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So, yeah. So what's my might down to now?
Zero.
Yep.
Oh, my might is
it's
down.
Gone. Yeah.
My might is gone.
Yeah, you're gone.
It's done. Writhing in pain.
Holy shit, that is...
yeah, that is not fun.
It's a singularity bomb.
No, it's fine. That's fine.
You saved the town. I'd give you a high five, but I'd break your other arm.
All right.
All right. And basically that. The singularity, the thing explodes. You see a mass ball of energy for a split second, but it seems to be sucked into someplace else entirely. You have no idea where. And then?
We don't need to know where.
Yeah.
It's magic. Yeah. Into the realm of magic.
Okay. Numenera. And then that happens.
I'm just laying there now,
okay.
Looking up at, like, the snow.
I need you to roll, Jace, need you to roll 1d10, 1d5, butter wit lives, 6d10, butter dies.
Oh, shucks.
He's so delicious.
So I want 1d5, yes. Butter lives?
Yes!
Butter lives! You hear a weak...
Why do I smell lobster?
It smells delicious. Poor butter. I miss you.
Like how you busted out the bark.
I know, Barsh would eat him.
Right.
Barsh would totally eat him. See, you wouldn't wait for him to do that, though.
Okay. And that happens.
I'm just laying there in the snow. I'm just like, are you kidding me? I see your face just pop up.
Hey, did we win?
I think my arm's broken.
So we won.
Yeah. Thanks for helping me out. Seriously, I'm glad you got down low.
Well, you know, once I figure out how to drag you down on the earth with me where nothing matters and it's all dark.
Oh, so shut up. You survived. You should have guarded me with your life. I slowly sit up.
It's nothing we can't. I keep rising up with this. It's nothing we can't, you know, we can't fix. Is he making out with that thing?
Chase, for Pete's... Oh, dude.
I'm sure it's not. You can get off of me. I'm sure you can get off of me.
It topples over.
Yep. All
right.
Good boy! Good boy. That was a noble thing you did.
Oh, my arm!
Oh, dear. Alright. Let me take a look at the fluxing thing. Okay. I go over to, fluxing, Sue. And I'm gonna heal him. Or him. So it's a difficulty 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 17. So that's a plus 1. To roll a d6 and add your tier, so 3 plus 5. So you got 5 might back.
Nice. Okay.
So it's no longer broken. Jace looks worriedly over at where the combat was with the rest of the villagers and begins to glow, and grabs his own forearm where yours is broken, and twists it, and your own forearm looks.
God, you're a horrible friend. Straight up horrible. I slowly climb to my feet. Okay.
I think we can get back in town before anyone knows what we did.
Why would we
he
do
says
that?
As everyone is just...
Jace, not
suddenly, like, the dome's lighting.
Literally everyone looking at what happened in front of you, staring at you three.
Yeah, I don't know if
I can once. No. I close my eyes. No.
So don't make a big deal about it. It's not like anything of this matters in the end. Anyway.
Good.
I go to swing at you in my face. My fist goes, so I just spin around, land on my ass.
Break your arm again.
Why?
Why are my bows made of glass?
Yeah, so we whatever. You know what? I stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walk towards the village because you know what, whatever, we kicked ass.
Okay, and you're heroically stepping towards the dome. People look at you. Yeah, I mean, some of them are looking. You're like, well, that was kind of impressive. And all of a sudden, you hear a noise you've never heard before, obviously from the dome.
That.
I was going to ask you that. So you're usually the one that says what those things are.
I've never set off an alarm. That sounds
old. There's no reason for the mayor to set off an alarm. Everyone's out here. We should get inside.
Yeah, we're heading. Yeah, we're definitely running towards the group, trying to see what the hell's going on.
Yep.